come here, she said. Then I have to look at you all the time. It's easier like this, huh? Om Shanti once again. Welcome everybody. I'm from Global Hospital and Research Center. And for the last 18 years I worked here in Madhuban. So we have developed the hospital as a spiritual healthcare hospital. And the Om Shanti, come. The speciality of the hospital is that most of us are meditators. And that means the vibrations, like Baba's Muli this morning, we have to spread the vibrations of contentment and love. And then the whole of the environment will become like that. So we feel that we are doing that in the hospital. Because once when we have been... Is it okay, the translation? Everybody get? So we feel that when we have been to the Muli in the morning and we have done our Amrit Vela, that, you know, we should be shining stars with a crown also, like Baba said this morning. So it is not so much that we are doing research and how far are we giving spiritual knowledge to the patients and how far are we giving 7-day course and so on. They want us to do that, to measure that, so that we can prove it to the world that it really helps to for the patients to recover, and it helps the patients to feel that their spirit or their mind is also being helped to cure. And but we are not we have not yet so far measured it. And we are at the moment, after 18 years, because I've always given classes in hospital, class 7-day courses and so on, and positive thinking courses, and now values in healthcare. And so we have developed a spiritual department, for spiritual counseling department. And so that department has to also measure it. And I'm not so much good in statistics and all that, in how to measure it, how to make a patient feel that they have benefited from our from the vibrations what we give, through the drishtis what we give. And you know, some patients we have asked, of course we you follow it up also. And many seem to be going to different centers and where they come from, because we always give them addresses of the centers, especially the people from Rajasthan, patients who come, because most places in Rajasthan they have centers, also in the small villages. And they always say that this hospital is just almost like a temple for us. You know, because we can speak normally with the doctors and everybody. We can have our, evening class. We always give every evening classes in the general ward, where 1 hour they get spiritual sustenance, so to say. Who wants to come? They can go there. Have you all seen the hospital? You have seen? Yes. Who have not seen the hospital? Okay, most of them know Global Hospital. In general ward, we have a room where we have Baba's pictures, and I used to always give the positive thinking classes, and then followed up by 7-day course by patients and relatives who wanted it. And we also made a silent room there for meditation. And now others have taken it over. And I used to be in a hospital, or I came in a hospital 18 years ago to set up the nursing training. I was a principal in nursing school in Holland, and so that is how I was asked to come and set it up here. And that is how I stayed in Baba's home. So today I was asked to, you can ask questions later on also. We will do first the workshop and then I will give 10 or 15 minutes to ask questions if you want about the hospital and the running of the hospital and so on. And so the lately, that means from 2003 onwards, there is a program called Values in Healthcare. You must be familiar with it. Yeah? You did the training, see? She did the training. So you can do it, actually. In Indonesia. Yeah, sister is from Indonesia. And anyone else who knows the values in healthcare? Of course, Mimi also. Can you give me the book, Mimi? You are my assistant today. And so Values in Healthcare was developed by the Junkie Foundation in England. And it's a book with modules, workshops, and there are seven modules. This is the spiritual Bible, so to say. It's a very thick book. Thank you. And yeah, you can put that also here, otherwise, because I will need it. Yeah. Yes, thank you. So this is that what the Junkie Foundation developed, and it's called VIHASA, Values in Healthcare, a Spiritual Approach. And it's okay. Values in Healthcare, a Spiritual Approach, and because Dari Junkie was admitted in the hospital in London. Many times he was admitted, but this time, that was maybe 10 years ago. She, thank you. She found that, I'll put it like this. Great. She found that patients were treated almost mechanically by the nurses and the doctors. And she, after her treatment, she asked her health group in the UK, can we do something about this? Because it looks as though there are no values anymore in care. They just become, you know, mechanics. Take your blood pressure, take your temperature, give your medicine, and, you know, where is the spiritual care? Who's looking after the soul? And it was noticed that, that we are not doing anymore what Socrates said in the Greek. There's a Greek philosopher who established the medical field. He said that unless you, sister, come a bit in the front, here is place. Come, sister, come. Come here in front. So he said that unless you also treat the soul, don't start with the body. And what do we do nowadays? We only look at the body. And not only at the whole body, like the homeopathy and Ayurveda still does, but only parts. Okay, you have gallbladder problems, okay, we make a sonography of that part. And you have heart problem, okay, we will look at your heart. And we have, taught ourselves to look at human beings in parts, in pieces, like the whole world is also divided. Our specialist doctors and nurses are doing that way. So Dari Junkie was observing that and wanted to change it. And then this group of healthcare professionals, they started to think, how can we put this, how can we put Baba's values into practice again? So that it becomes a practical thing. Values like compassion, love, happiness, and peace, So how can we make it into something which people can learn again? And of course everybody has it inside, but when we become so, after so many years also, mechanical, then we forget why I became a doctor, why I became a nurse or a healthcare professional or a mother or sister. I mean, this can be applied to each and everyone. It's not only to healthcare. So, very intelligently, they started to look at what do we do with compassion? How do I put love in my practice and give it to the patients? How peaceful am I to be able to give that peace to the patients? And so they developed workshops on it. They started from 2003 onwards, and this is how this book got developed, with these different what they now call modules, and put it into practical form and workshops. And it has been, I think it was in 2004 or 2005, that the Global Hospital underwent, we, Dr. Pratap and myself and many others in the hospital, underwent this trial. They wanted to try it out. And of course they also had done that in the UK already. And then, so we were from the beginning very familiar with these values in healthcare. And so we are starting to practice it also on the patients. And this now has developed into a worldwide value-based education, almost like we have also for schools. This is for healthcare workers. But the examples, what you also go through now in the workshop, you can use in any situation, whether it's in the school or in your home or in your centers. These examples are so fantastic to do this self-reflection and to see and how far am I using my values on a daily basis and put it into practice. Not only at the Murli time, but also after that, because of course values are given to us by Shiv Baba. We as souls are Bab Saman, like Baba. And Baba is the ocean of peace, the ocean of love, the ocean of compassion. And so we, those values we have all in us, and each and everyone has it in us. There is no exception. And it is so nice to remind each other again of how to practice them and only focus on that side of the human soul and not at the negative side, which we also have. And that will also eliminate the negativity. And because we can only have one thought at a time, and when they are positive and good thoughts, as Baba said today also in the Muli, then those vibrations will go far and wide around us. And the opposite is also true, if we look at the world as it is. So there is a lot more to say about this, but we are not giving a lecture on how it was developed, because I want you to experience how we are using it in different settings. We are, once a month we are going out to other hospitals also, and especially also College of Nursing and nursing schools, hospital set up. But sometimes I also am invited to go to a bank and teach bank managers how to be compassionate and loving and caring, and how to put it into practice in your field. And this is now worldwide, means BKs have carried it forward and translated it also in different languages, French and German and in Dutch and in Spanish, you know, and maybe even one or two more languages. I have not managed, I'm the coordinator in India for these programs, and together with Rupa Ben from the hospital and the medical wing, which is one of our wings in the Brahma Kumaris, and of course Global Hospital. But we have not translated it in Hindi yet. I'm trying to find somebody who is constantly working at it. The worksheet which I give you is also part of it in Hindi, because I'm using it in different settings. When we go to the south, like we've just been to Kerala and Tamil Nadu and so on, they only want English. When we go to other places, they want only in Tamil or only in this language, that language. And we have got it in English and in Hindi, the worksheets, not the total book yet. Okay, we are about maybe 35 altogether. Usually our workshops, that is about the maximum you can handle. And we usually are with two people together in the workshop. So I'm inviting sister from Indonesia. Just for your name, of course. Come please here, and then we can divide it up, because you have been trained as a facilitator. So we are facilitators. Yes, I make you work. I want... Okay, the one chair, please, for the sister.
Team builder. Facilitator.
Oh, that's okay. We need also team builders. What is your name again?
Dana. I'm sorry.
This is Dana from Indonesia, and we know each other from Holland. That is also my original country. So we are, when we go, for example, to Kerala, we might go to colleges, invited there, and then after a few days of giving lectures here and there, we are trying to make a group of people who can become facilitators. Because once when you are a facilitator, you can give the workshops to others. It is very easy, and for us as Brahmins it's double easy, because it's all Baba's knowledge. And it is this book is very systematic. It is built up in such a way that you can easily prepare yourself. For example, today the first workshop you will go through is values. How to value myself, how to value others at work, and how to value the way you have been put on this earth. Do you value yourself? And many people are not thinking about that much, you know. They have lost their inner values, you know, who am I? And very quickly after they've done these values in healthcare, or easily you come to Baba's knowledge. And we always get a sister from the center to go with us, and then they can follow it up if they want to know more. Okay? So, okay, so the first, Mimi, can you give each and every one a worksheet? And I give you so much. So the first value I'm going to go with you through with you is called... The values, that's the first, it's called values, okay? That's the first workshop. You can see the book later on. We have a new folder gemaakt. So the seven modules, I will just read it out for you. The first one is values, the second one is peace, the third one, I give you this, you don't need to write anything. The third one is positivity. Number four is compassion. Number five is cooperation. And number six is valuing yourself. And number seven is spirituality and healthcare. So if you have got your worksheet in front of you. Yeah, I got more. worksheet in front of you. Don't look at any other page, only the first page. So this is how I teach the students also. We concentrate only on my favorite things. Yes? So, first of all, I will tell you a little bit about values. What are values? Okay, what are values? And so values are our innate qualities. Values are my driving force on which I work, on which I move, on which I think, and which I dream. They are my values. My inner core values are... you also have? Okay. My inner core values are what I am. You can tell that anyone. What you are, that you are that's based on your values. Whether you learned it from your father, mother, or teacher, or guru, or a priest, they are your values, and you follow that. And you always measure everything what you do according to whether they are in agreement with your own values. Right? So these are our driving force, values. So you give a little introduction like this. And then you, this is the worksheet 1-1. So we are starting with 1-1. And so the first question in this workshop is, think of the songs you appreciate. The songs you appreciate. The song you appreciate has to do with your values. Is that right? That is why I appreciate the song. Yeah? Okay, and which values are reflected through the words and music of the song? Can you remember that? It can be a childhood song, or a lullaby, or a song of Baba, or a worldly song, like Brahma Baba always had film songs, and they are always put in a mudli, because there is often one line which Baba found so interesting, which had to do with knowledge. And so this has to do with your inner values. That's why you like that song. And so the music, and write them down. So you are asked to write it down. And the next line is in Hindi, because we are using this also in other languages. You can also write it in Vietnamese. And maybe you in...
We're now writing.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I go through the worksheet totally first. No need to write yet. Acha, you no need to write yet. I want to go through the page first. Yes? And then you do it. You can write. So the second question is, think of the poems, quotes and books which are important to you. And which values are they reflecting through them? Why do you like these poems? Why do you like these quotes? And so that is how you can know your own values, if you might have forgotten them. And then the third one is, which images are important to you? Which images are important to you? It can be a scenery of the sea, or it can be an idol, or a god or goddess, whatever it may be. What is the image you like, and what are the values in that image? And think of favorite scenes, views, pictures, perhaps statues. Which values and feelings do they evoke? Which values and feelings do they bring out of you? Okay? So, now we are starting the workshop, and what you do, I just look at the clock, I give you 3 minutes to write up what comes in your mind on these three questions. Okay, and then I give you the next thing to do. Usually we have some background music, soft background music. Om Shanti. Are you about ready? Or need more time? Ready? Okay. So you choosing one partner, you can go sit anywhere with somebody and discuss what you have just written up and thought about, and extract the values which you have been experiencing in writing it up. Just two, just go into two, and start discussing those three points.